Welcome to episode 39 of Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. This is our last episode for the year 2020. So we have decided to do a farewell to the best of 2020 when it comes to, you know, liquor. Anyway, we have each chosen our favorite, they all turned out to be scotches from 2020. We are going to talk about Glenmorangie, that's a 12-year, Talisker 10-year, and Boonahabin, 12-year. So first up, I'm Judy.
I'm John.
I'm Marlis, and we're on Zoom.
That's right.
Marlis is on Zoom. We're not, but I guess we're on Zoom for Marlis, and she's not.
Yeah.
But anyway.
The microphone's not on Zoom. Never mind.
It's your fault, Marlis. You started it. Anyway, so we're going to do those three. I already said them. Anyway, so first up is the Glenmorangie. And that was my pick. That is Judy's pick. Is Glenmorangie. And it's a Speyside. I have found that in probably the three years that we've really realized that we've done this, we think we started this 3 years probably today. I think we did it around New Year's. I guess it's our 3-year anniversary. Happy anniversary to us.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've found that my tastes are leaning more and more towards Speyside. And right now, Glenmorangie is one of my favorites. And it's produced in River Lossy in Elgin, Marlis.
I don't know.
Oh, one of those. Moray, the distillery started production in September 1897. And I guess it was sold in 2008 by the Glenmorangie Company to La... Oh, my lordy. I do not know how to say that. How do you say that?
La Martiniquais.
Okay. Yet another... Yeah.
It looks like a...
That's a mouthful.
Looks like a French spelling.
Mm-hmm. So let's see, and it says, I'm sorry, I had to work today, which is a horrible thing to do on New Year's Eve. We should be able to taste possibly some light fruits, and what do other people say? This one says the alcohol hits you in the mouth. Sure, what that
typically
means. Typically
as opposed to the eye.
Yeah, I know.
But the nose should be like some notes of honey. Soft and sweet, fruity, citrus nose. I love the aroma of Glenmorangie. Not a whole lot I don't like about Glenmorangie, and it's a light golden color.
Yeah, I think it's the lightest of the three.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like. What is that?
Tasty.
What's the alcohol by volume?
It is a bit alcoholy, I think, to taste.
Alcohol by volume?
Not obnoxiously so, but it's got some warmth to it.
It is 40% alcohol by volume, which isn't... And that might be what people... Yeah, because some people thought it was a little bitey. But the thing is, you know... And I guess they weren't expecting it to be that bitey at 40% when so many of them can be 45, 46 and more. But and it might be because I typically drink it with ice, is why I don't notice the bitiness so much.
Yeah.
But even without, because I don't tend to drink my whiskeys neat. I usually have at least a little bit of ice, but I tend to be a bit of an ice whore. So, you know. I know. Please don't hold it against me because it's really cold. Anyway.
RR.
Jeez. I'm trying here.
Very.
But I love it. I think it's. I think even though it's alcoholy, I think it's still, you know, it's not rough. Okay. I don't think it's like, you know.
No. It's just a little sassy, I'd say.
Oh, sassy.
Yeah, good word.
My personality.
That's true.
Sassy and a little rough around the edges. That'll be me.
I don't think it has your dark sense of humor, though. I think it's...
This is true. Not many people do. I am unique. I'm sorry. I have to go let my cat in. I'll be right back.
Ooh. Ooh. It is nice, though. It's got a lot of flavor.
Yeah.
And there's certainly some fruit. It doesn't come off as overly sweet, though.
Right, right. I think I'm getting the honey. It's really quite warming. It's nice. It's not brutal or anything. It's not rude. It's just really pleasant. And I might be getting maybe a little of the citrus. I think I do. Mm-hmm. It's
actually very good for what we have today, which is a rainy, gray, windy, chilly northwest evening.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
It'll warm you up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the Glenmorangie 12-year runs around here. It's about $44 plus taxes and fees. And, you know, which is a little more than I typically would want to spend for a, quote, everyday scotch. But I could manage it, you know.
Yeah, but it's yummy.
But it's yummy.
It's worth it.
Yeah. It was really hard not to drink the whole bottle before
before the podcast.
Well, because we had to postpone it a couple times due to illness and such. So no COVID, just general illness. So and I wanted to taste it some more, so I did. All right. So next,
it is very good.
Marlis's pick is the Talisker 10-year. Tell us about that, Marlis.
Well, I may have cheated a little bit. I know we did the Talisker Distillers Edition in 2020. This is the Talisker 10-year, and we may have actually done this the year before.
Mm-hmm.
But I finished the bottle this year, so I think that should
be. That counts.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Talisker is the only distillery on the Isle of Skye, which is well-known in Scottish folklore, and I won't try to sing, so don't worry. It's operated now by Diageo, and the Talisker 10-year expression has been part of their classic malts series. It's Talisker, Oban, what's the island? I can't remember if it's Lafroy or Lagavulin. Anyway, there's like five or six that are the classic malts, and Talisker is one of them. Now, most of the tasting notes I read said that it's peaty, and yes, there is some peat there, but I prefer to think of this as more smoky rather than peaty. But you should be able to smell either peat or smoke with a whiff of iodine, and I'm never quite sure what iodine smells like.
Did you never have like mercurochrome put on you when you were a kid?
Well, I didn't smell it. I mean, I didn't remember that.
How can you not smell it? Well, you can smell it as you're putting it on you.
It's been a long time, evidently.
That stuff is nasty.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this does smell peatier than I might have remembered. But
Well, you usually put it over a little bit of ice, too, don't you?
Yeah, with Talisker, I'll put like maybe one ice cube, just enough.
Well, that even just one can really tone it down. So
yeah. But it's peaty. The iodine, I'm not quite sure. I think what they're going for is kind of the seaweed or brine taste or smell, which I think is there. Hello, Jack. Jack the cat has made his appearance.
Yes, you might actually be able to hear him purr. Sorry.
It's too bad that many of you can't see this, but then we would have to put on makeup and stuff, so it's just as well.
No, Marlis, we would not. But I would not.
I know, and I just ran out of my favorite shade of lipstick.
John might. John might, but I will not.
Okay. All right. So for tasting, it should taste sweeter than it smells. It's got a heavy mouth feel, full of smoke and brine, and they think it has a leathery finish. Let me see.
Well, I don't tend to taste leather very often, so I'm not sure about that.
I know.
It is definitely smoky.
But
I don't think it's not Lafroig smoky, I don't think.
No. Well, and I tend to think of it more as smoke than peat in this particular, but I can taste the peat too. I'm not going to fight with them about that.
Yeah, I see Marla. She's saying, put them up.
I know.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Uh-huh. It is, but I taste mostly smoke It's like somebody just blew their cigar smoke into the glass or something.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And as a finish, I get that lovely tobacco finish. But it is more alcoholic. It's 45.8%.
Okay.
Yeah, by volume. So it's up there. It doesn't seem to me that it's real bitey. I mean, there's a little bit there, but not.
No, it's not. I don't find it bitey at all. I think most people would have to just, they wouldn't have to worry about the alcohol portion. It's the smoke. If they don't like smoke, they're not going to like this one. And looking it up for price point, it's $68 plus taxes and fees in Washington.
Yeah, it's nice. It's not cheap, but you know, it could be worse. So, which is
definitely.
Yeah.
Have you seen the price of Blanton's lately? Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Mm.
That's too bad.
Okay, I have to have one more sip with my.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
So how are you doing today, John?
I'm doing fine. I love the smoke and the peat in this one. It's not overwhelming like mm-hmm. some can mm-hmm. be. And it's got a lot of nice flavor. I think that the mouthfeel does, I do have that like feeling of leatheriness, or maybe it's mm-hmm. just the viscosity, or it's a little fuller mm-hmm. feeling in the mouthfeel than mm-hmm. some are. And
it's
I think
little,
maybe that's what they're
referring
to.
It's got a little bit of that oily mouthfeel.
Yeah.
Not like the Campbelltown that we had
right.
long ago. I remember.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. But yes, to it.
Uh-huh. Marlis is...
You froze
you
there.
You froze up there for a second. Yeah.
Oh, no. Was I saying anything fascinating? No, probably not. It's okay. All right. Mm. Oh, I do like that one.
Do you
yeah, that's good.
Do you have anything else to say about
your I don't think so. I think it's a really, really nice scotch. And it may not be, we've talked about this before, you know, you might not think of it as a beginner scotch, one, because it's a little pricier, but it depends on what you like, what kind of flavors mm-hmm, you mm-hmm. like.
Yeah.
If you like strong flavors, dark coffee, dark chocolate, you know, tobacco,
right.
Try some pepper. Very tasty.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. All right, next on the agenda would be the Boonehaven 12 year. That mm-hmm. is John's choice this time around.
That's
for the year.
Yeah, Boonehaven.
It's the darkest. Yeah, it is
yeah,
the darkest.
Boonehaven 12 year small batch. And I guess that was, it says it's the original member of their current core range, that Boonehaven. The Boonehaven 12 year old holds a special place in our hearts. First launched in 1979, the Boonehaven 12-year-old has endured almost 40 years thanks to the passion and dedication of our distillery team, not to mention the love and support of our fans and friends around the world. So the color they describe as russet gold. The nose, they say, is fresh and aromatic, fruity florals with hints of dried fruit and a mm-hmm. subtle prevalence of smoke.
I can definitely, I was going to say it smells tons sweeter
mm-hmm.
than the Talisker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
The palate is light with fruit notes, nutty flavors with a sweetness and slight hints of vanilla and caramel. And the finish is lingering, beautifully rich, and full-bodied. So that's the description they give.
And it's an Islay, right? Mm-hmm. But it's
yes.
not real peaty.
It is an Islay. It's not one of the super peaty
islands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was the alcohol by volume? I'm sorry. Did you
actually,
say?
46.3,
okay.
I think.
You may have said.
I'll double check it. Yes, it is.
You know how my mind wanders.
Well, I know. And I actually got that number initially off of another website, which I was going to mention in the podcast. I just found this website, and they've got a ton of cool information about all sorts of scotches. It's called whiskeysuggest.com. And so it's spelled whiskeysuggest.com. And if you go there, you can search for whiskey based on flavors that you like or don't like. You can search for whiskeys by name. And once you find one by name, you can then search for other ones similar to that, And it's just got a ton of information.
It's like reader's advisor, cool. but it's drinker's advisory.
Yeah, it's like a whiskey advisory thing. Yeah, and, you know.
This is really interesting. You know, I haven't had this for a while, so I'm mm-hmm. enjoying this.
Yeah.
It's not bitey. It's very smooth. It's not as sweet as it smells. You know, there's
But there is some sweetness.
There mm-hmm. is. There is. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of explodes. The after, you know, when you, after you swallow, you get a little small explosion there, kind of like, whoosh.
Mm-hmm.
No, I like that.
Lots of nice flavors. There's almost a little brown sugar. Mm-hmm. You know, or some, maybe it's the smoke and the caramel together.
It does make my tongue tingle though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my tongue is going, that's ooh. Nice. My tongue's having a party.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
New Year's Eve and only my tongue is having a party.
Well, but it's aged in both bourbon and sherry casks at different stages.
Oh, that's where the fruitiness is coming from. The sherry
casks. So it's got that sherry flavor a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
And then it's got, you know, some of the smokiness of the bourbon, too. Pretty nice.
Yeah, it's very good. All right. So, at Marlis's insistence, we're going to do the water test now. If it sinks, it's not a witch.
Okay.
That's it. If the person drowns, they're just a person.
Yeah, if the person drowns.
So then everyone can go home happy.
Right. Except for the person who drowned.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Now we're adding our water. Mm-hmm. Oh, and sorry, to go back to the Boonahabin for a second. That one is around $80 plus taxes and fees. So it's interesting. We also did them in the order of
cost.
Yeah. Cost. I mean, we were trying to do it in order about, and you know, and how flavorful they were, so that it, you know, wouldn't overwhelm the one you did before. If you did one, it wouldn't be overwhelming the one after. But we actually did it by price point as well. It worked out, and color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's true.
Interesting. I like interesting things like that.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're gonna do the water. And so first, Glenmore with water.
Does take away some of the bitiness.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, which that's why I never really noticed how bitey it was, because I typically have ice.
Mm-hmm.
But I really just like the Speysides and Highlands. I'm really partial to these days. I used to be more an Isla person like you and John, but the more we explore, the more I kind of like the more subtle flavors. I used to like IPAs too, and I don't particularly like those strong flavors anymore. I'm more of a pale ale person.
Because you are weak.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, okay. She's gonna hit me now. I can just tell.
It's New Year's Eve. I will be nice.
Thank you.
Until the microphone goes off.
You'll give me grace until then.
Okay. All right. Now, for the Talisker, in the notes that I found, it said, with a few drops of water, the flavor opens up, becoming almost milky and sweeter, with the pepper and peat flavors becoming more rounded. But it's true.
I like it better with the water. I mean, this one, with the water, it's like you don't really get the smokiness until the finish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, without water, it was kind of like the smokiness was just there as soon as you put it in your mouth. But now it takes it a while to hit the back of your tongue, I guess.
Mm, I like it either way. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's one of those that stands up nicely to water too. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't drown it.
Mm-mm.
That's definitely I'm not sure if I smell the smoke more now than before, or if I don't know, for some reason I'm more aware of it now. It just suddenly reminded me of some of the foods I've cooked in my smoker, honestly. You know, with different
That's
kinds
true.
Of wood and stuff, and
that's
really,
right,
it's nice
for our audience that. John got a smoker for his birthday. We mm-hmm. made a brisket that would do Fred Flintstone shame, and because of its size.
Yeah, and we did a turkey.
And then we did a turkey.
For Thanksgiving.
And then for Christmas Eve, we did a prime rib.
Yeah. And they all turned out really good.
And they all turned out really good.
Yeah.
They had different levels of smoking it. Oh, and mac and cheese. We did smoked mac
and
cheese.
That's true.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. John just, I think you, did you finish it off or do we still have some in the freezer?
I think there might be a little bit left of mac and cheese.
But that was really good too. So we highly recommend smokers.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They are great if you don't have one and you like smoked meats.
Yeah. If you've got all day to sit around and wait for it takes several hours.
Most people have at least one day. And during COVID, they might have every day to sit out, sit and watch it smoke.
Well, yeah. More so now.
If you're working from home, no. Sorry. We're getting ready to have a cat fight.
Jack is attacking the other cat or the curtains?
The other cat.
The other cat.
Tommy. Come here, sweetie.
Sorry.
COVID. Make us do these things at home. Okay.
Man, that smells good. Sorry.
This is the Bunahabin now?
Well, no, he's still drinking the Talisker.
Yeah, no, okay. I'm taking my time with it. That's very good.
Now we're moving on to the to the Bunahabin. Yeah, and if you're done, Marlis, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, no, okay. I didn't.
Didn't we just do that?
No.
I don't think it smells as sweet with the water. It takes away the sweetness in the aroma.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it tastes as sweet either.
No, it totally mellows out the Bunahabin. So if you want, so I would be happier with it with some water or ice. Mm-hmm. But if you want a stronger flavor, then you would not want to put water or ice in Bunahabin. Mm-hmm. That is my personal opinion. You can take that to the bank.
Pretty tasty though, either way.
It is.
It's still tasty.
Yeah.
In fact, like I said, I mean, I liked it without the water, but I am more partial to it with water. But I'm not as into the stronger smoky Isla flavors.
Yeah, I like it quite a bit.
So this is interesting. We had the space side, we had the island, which is kind of smoky, and now we have the sweet and peaty Bunahabin. Well, not real peaty. Sweet and...
smoky?
Smoky. The sherry and smoky. Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the words are...
they're hard. Words are hard.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
We say it often.
And staring.
Yeah, words are hard. Especially when you're talking about scotch. And drinking it at the same time.
Yeah.
Drinking some. So then it just gets...
yeah, after drinking it, even easy words are hard. Yeah. So, I mean, there were many... many scotches that we... or whiskeys that we had... this year that were my favorite. Like one we didn't do this year that I thought, oh, I want to do Redbreast, but that, and that's an Irish whiskey. But then I found out we did it last year. So I didn't, I was like, shoot. And Marlis is like, we can't all do Edredor. And that's why I was going to do Edredor. It's like, well, you know, we've done Edredor several times and there's gotta be something else on that list. So I went back and looked at our spreadsheet that's linked on our website now, right?
Yes, it is.
We do. We have a spreadsheet that you can see on our website.
What is FWSPC.com.
Yeah. And it shows all of our episodes, everything we've done. It tells you what, you know, what region it came from. It even does you put for some of them where we got them, right? Or
Yeah. I've tried to. I don't remember all of them, but the ones I could remember, we did. So if you go to our website, that's FWSPC, that's Fun With Scotch Podcast, FWSPC.com. Click on Not the Blog. There's a link there that says Not the Blog, which I'm going to change that to something that makes more sense.
Like maybe spreadsheet?
Yeah, well, that's actually...
Not the podcast.
There's actually... yeah, there's actually a page there that's got a couple things.
All those technical words, they're so hard.
Yeah, but it's got a couple links on that page, so it's not just the spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. The spreadsheet is on that page. If you click on that, then it opens up a Google Drive, you know, Google Docs spreadsheet. And you can sort it by what type of whiskey or what type of alcohol it is, you know, where it was purchased, the price, the episode numbers, all that stuff, and there's links to all the episodes for each liquor that's on there too. So you can go straight to that particular.
If we want to do an Irish episode, and I think we should.
We did one.
My friend Tom keeps recommending is John Powers, which is not that easy to find. Mm-hmm. I guess I don't think it's that rare, actually. I think that just like Total Wine doesn't carry it, so mm-hmm. we have to search around for it a bit.
Yeah. Episode 17 was Irish whiskey, but we did Bushmills Redbreast and Wicklow Rare. So we have Wicklow Rare.
Okay.
So yeah. Anyway, there's three on there that are Irish, and we want to add more in the future.
Yes,
so
we should. Since we've only done one episode on Irish whiskey, we should definitely do another one. So anyway. Check out our spreadsheet and see if there's anything on there that you've never heard of or you want to try and you want to hear us talk about it for what it's worth. You have links directly to those episodes. We can't believe we're on episode 39. I can't believe we've been doing it for 3 years.
It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, and we'll try to be better about getting things up on time. In fact, we're hoping that we will get this episode up for the new year tonight sometime or early tomorrow. It's not like we're going to go out to a party, so I guess we can possibly do that.
No super spreading events.
Spreading events for us, and, you know, and we have a 3-day weekend too. So worst case scenario, it should be up by Sunday, but I'm hoping earlier. I want to give a shout out. What?
Oh, just, you know, write into us and tell us what you really liked in 2020. And then we'll just let the rest of 2020 go because it was not that much fun.
No, the rest of 2020 kind of sucked. So we're hoping 2021 will be much better.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, as it progresses, that things will progress for everyone as well. But I want to give a shout out to our one of our fans who is very nice and emails us once in a while. And I just want to really say thank you, Lynn, for your encouraging words and for being a very... what's the word I'm looking for? Loyal listener. And we really appreciate it. And so I just wanted to acknowledge that because we really appreciate it. It's always nice to hear from our fans. So if anybody else wants to tell us that they like us, we're glad to hear from you. If you don't like us, we don't want to hear from you. So don't scare the cat. You scared the cat.
Right. Well, that's his problem. Fraidy cat. Anyway.
Okay, so here's to 2021.
Here's to 2021.
May you wave.
Cheers.
And I hope you find many good things to drink.
I hold my glasses high.
I already finished two of them, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I got three left. So anyway, if you guys have suggestions, you know, if you want to hear us review something, if you want to see if we have any information about different alcohols or, you know, different events that are going on in the world, just send us information at funwithscotch@gmail.com and we will try to get back to you and let you know if we can do that or, you know, what information we can find on it. So
you got two librarians on this podcast, so I'm sure we can find something.
And a techno nerd. Who works for a library.
Yes. The library extraordinaire.
That's it.
Maybe we should be whiskey librarians, Marlis.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
Oh, man, that would be cool.
Yeah. And so if anybody's out there listening, we're willing to be whiskey librarians somewhere.
That's it. I wonder if we could start the Congressional Library of Whiskey.
Oh.
What's that?
But to do proper cataloging, we need to taste.
Oh, no, there's that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Anyway. You wouldn't want to do the cataloging while you were tasting.
No.
That wouldn't work out.
You wouldn't want me to do cataloging actually in general, but not my forte.
Yeah.
But I think, we would manage. We'd figure something out. So anyway, yes, everybody have a wonderful and safe 2021.
Yeah. Happy New Year.